On this week's Tourism Roundup, we celebrate International Reggae Day. And in our No Jamaica feature, we go ziplining at Heaven Sent in St. Anne. International Reggae Day, IRD, is celebrated on July 1. The day is set aside to highlight Jamaica's rich cultural legacy in music and its global impact. Combining the power of music, media, and technology, IRD is a dynamic marketing platform that honors the best of Jamaica's reggae music. Founder and producer of IRD, Andrea Davis, says the day was established in 1994 as a 24-hour celebration of global reggae culture. 35 cities around the world observed International Reggae Day this year.
This year's theme, we're celebrating and saluting the 50th anniversary of Rocksteady, which is, of course, a brief but brilliant period in Jamaica's music history. And we want to honor the contribution that genre has and continues to make to Jamaica's brand appeal in the world.
Ms. Davis says this year's activities were geared towards highlighting the contribution of quality Jamaican artists, producers, and music aficionados who helped to establish the genre in 1968.
This year, our annual Creative Industry Conference will be held in Kingston at the Jamaica Pegasus as usual, and we are looking at two themes. The morning session is going to deal with the development of Kingston's creative economy, now that Kingston has been designated a music city by UNESCO. And the afternoon session will be speaking to navigating the digital content economy.
Ms. Davis says International Reggae Day is an event that continues to engage various sectors across the island. She says the tourism industry benefits tremendously from the staging of IRD.
Reggae is really the soundtrack to Jamaica's brand. So whether we're talking about tourism or we're speaking about content, it is the sound which the world expects to hear when a Jamaican enters the room. And it is an invaluable asset, not only for the music industry, but for the broader society and for the brand itself. It's so nice,
it's so sweet, it's so beautiful. Brand manager for the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Debbie Bissoun, says it's important that Jamaica continues to recognize and highlight the work of reggae artists who have and continue to contribute to the industry.
Really have to applaud the International Reggae Day Committee, spearheaded by Andrea Davis. I'm very happy that she saw the importance of doing this celebration and also incorporating the different events, different things and activities, so we can all tie it in together and make it into a day that everybody is involved in. We can see here at the Bob Marley Museum, I mean, every day for us is a reggae day, but there are certain things that we're going to be doing as part of the celebrations for the day. So the One Love Cafe will be pushing and promoting our reggae-themed drinks, so kinky reggae, ride, natty ride, all of those things. So it's really a wonderful way to just highlight and promote the various parts of the culture, the various participants of the reggae culture.
Brand manager for the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Debbie Bissoun. And as part of the celebrations this year, the IRD committee launched a new reggae app.
It's Reggae 360 app. It's available in Google Play, free. And we are encouraging all Jamaicans to wear reggae colors on Friday and show your love for your culture. And there are a network of brands, restaurants, and stores around Jamaica who will be offering specials that day for persons wearing reggae colors.
Founder and producer of International Reggae Day, Andrea Davis. In celebration of International Reggae Day, we recognize the work of reggae legend Bob Marley. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we go ziplining at Heaven Sent in St. Anne. Heaven Sent is located just south of Priory in a small village nestled in Freehill in the Garden Parish of St. Anne. It's one of the best known ecotourism adventure sites in Jamaica. The experience is family friendly, packed with high adrenaline action and excitement. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. Thanks for listening. I'm Theodore Henry for producer Shinari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.